call the monthly meeting of the Kirkwood School Board to order at 6 o'clock. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Emma here, Grandaugh.
Here.
Cherry?
Here.
Idlewild?
Here.
Huck?
Here.
Wyvold?
Here.
Ide?
Here.
All right, motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion by Lyle, second by Chris. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0. Consider motion to approve a consent agenda. Minutes of the regular meeting, June 19th, 2019. General fund vouchers and financial report. Fund 60 vouchers and financial report.
And I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting, June 19th, 2019. General fund vouchers, 96643 through 96792. Wire transfers of 201800140 through 201800152 for a total of $1,283,107.14, with voids of number 96349, 96502, 96569, and the motion includes approval of Fund 60 financial report.
Yeah, Lyle with motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Gary. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0. Public input.
Wait.
Oh, you're abstaining?
Oh.
Sorry, 6-0-1-1. Public input. All right, moving on. Correspondence recognition.
I would like to thank Sarah Jones and Marissa Hoagland for the extra effort at preparing for the auditor's visit this June. It takes a lot of work to get ready for them and work with them then over the course of a couple of days. I'd also like to thank the administrative assistant, Jenny Marsalek, for all the extra work involved with the purchase requisition process. It's an incredible amount of work this time of year. In addition, Tom White and his staff, as well as Nick Schramm, have been working very hard wrapping things up after the school year and preparing for the next one, so thank you to those folks as well.
Anything else?
That's it.
All right, moving on. Reports. Committee reports. Personnel negotiation.
Personnel negotiation tonight to discuss the nursing, increasing the nursing hours. And we are going to recommend to the board to increase the school nurse to 40 hours a week and 10 hours a week to the nurse's aide.
All right. Administrative reports, Mr. Mans.
Summer school concluded with the 4th of July holiday. Besides providing needed academic and enrichment activities, our summer school program and food service program provided 1,078 breakfasts and 1,757 lunches, free of charge to our local children. And lastly, here, the governor signed the state's biennial budget, used his veto pen to slightly increase the amount of money for public schools over the amount proposed by the state legislature. And though the state's education funding formula is very complicated and some of the additional funding authority comes within the revenue limit and some is through categorical aids. The bottom line is that our school district will have $222,541 of additional revenue in 2019-20 and $394,131 in 2021 school district operations. These increases are in line with increases seen in the last couple of biennial budgets and are used to offset the annual increases in costs of things like staffing, health and other insurances, facilities maintenance, technology, and other services provided by the district.
All right, Mr. Bowman.
The summer has been quiet this year without summer school classes running. It's given us a chance to get a lot of the preliminary work done for next school year, such as bell schedules, reassigning committee members, putting together subscription schedules, and making necessary changes to the teacher and student handbook. So we're especially excited for the changes we've made to our English department, adding a new English teacher, implementing courses for AP English students, and adding some courses for those students needing extra help. Secondly, and this will probably get repeated, the entire custodial staff has been very busy getting the building ready this school year. They've been a great group of people to work with this summer. I'd also like to commend them for their
demo.
Careful with that word.
That they put forth making the high school brand new. In fact, I think they moved more stuff this year than most years. A number of visitors have commented about how beautiful the building looks, and the new flooring that is being installed looks excellent as well. And lastly, many of the high school athletes have continued to stay active through the dog days of July. Girls volleyball teams have been busy at open gyms, as well as being involved in leagues and tournaments. Girls basketball team has also been attending open gyms and has competed in two tournaments. Lastly, I've been trying to keep the boys basketball team busy, as the JV team is 1 week away from wrapping up its league in O'Connell Falls, and the varsity finishes its summer season in the Freedom League tonight. Both teams have also competed in multiple tournaments throughout the summer, including last week where we played 23 games. So.
Mrs. Robinson.
The halls are quiet, empty, and dark during the month of July. Summer school has ended July 3rd, and it was a great success, with students continuing to learn and have fun while in our building. We had 187 students participate in academic math and reading classes, and 112 students participate in and enrichment classes. Free lunch and breakfast was offered to all students, as well as children not attending summer school. As soon as summer school ended, Mr. White's crew began to disassemble the old playground. Once they were done, crews came in and pulled up the old cemented posts and leveled out the ground, preparing it for the new equipment and surfacing. We anticipate the arrival of the new equipment in the next 2 weeks, with installation to follow. Colleen in the office is busy printing packets to be mailed home for registration. She makes sure that all needed information goes home to streamline the process. And finally, Rivers Area Women's Club will again be hosting a school supply giveaway August 21st. This is a great help to our local families, providing backpacks as well as all the items on the school supply list for students. Parents can contact Rosie's of Warwick with the Women's Club to see if they qualify and to get signed up.
Can I just ask a question?
Absolutely.
Do you know how many students or how many children from the community came for lunch that were not in our summer school?
Not in our summer school. I don't offhand.
I was just wondering, because I saw it was in the newspaper, it came home from school. I was just wondering how.
It varied, but I would say 20 to 25 a day.
That's pretty good then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Independent. And some did breakfast and lunch, some just did one or the other. There were quite a few, like if parents were dropping kids off for summer school and they had younger kids, they would bring them through, have them do breakfast, and then if they were picking up, if they only did the morning classes, they would again have their kids go through.
Oh, okay.
The ones that
That's good though.
School.
I was just wondering.
And there were a few that live in town near the building that would walk, you know, each morning and come in, maybe a handful of middle schoolers.
So we did reach some other than just those.
Yep.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
All right, Mr. White.
I think in the summertime you should let me go first so Kelly and Jeff don't take all my the high school roofing project is progressing, albeit slightly behind schedule due to the weather. Most of the rock ballast has been removed and nearly half of the new roofing has been installed. Stantec, the engineering firm we contracted with to oversee the project, has made 4 site visits so far to check over the contractor's work and ensure that things are being done correctly and according to specifications. The high school flooring projects are nearing completion. The VCT in the north and the east pods, as well as the carpet tile in the administrative and high school offices, is complete. The VCT replacement in the auditoria is in progress and should be good by the end of this week. That would complete the project for this year. Mrs. Robinson mentioned, we're still waiting for delivery of materials, but the playground project is well underway. Demolition and excavation are complete. The equipment is slated to arrive July 26th, give or take a day, giving us a tentative date of July 29th for installation. Continuing with the playground upgrades, the maintenance staff will be installing new chains, clevises, and seats on the swing sets that surround the new play structure. And lastly, as was mentioned, the summer cleaning is progressing according to schedule, and the maintenance staff has completed several projects. Demolition is complete and renovation has started in the elementary main hall bathrooms.
Are we keeping some of the old swings? No,
the swings, yes.
The swings, that's what, okay, somebody told me today that we were pulling them all out, and I said, well, that doesn't make any sense.
One set
but,
was pulled up, the ones along the tennis courts.
Okay,
those
yeah.
Were pulled up,
but the other ones are there.
Gonna be
okay.
Shifted, but the other ones,
that's good.
Along the green space are
okay, thanks.
Mrs. Hawk.
Community Ed did not have a meeting this last month, but I did attend Theater on the Bay with Ashley Scriven-Schwartz, and Lori Minchka. We're going to try and create a children's theater in Krivitz with the help of the Theater on the Bay group, giving us some direction, and we will be creating a community theater group again to see what we can do in our area for theater. Also, I attended the CBA meeting today. August 3rd is a benefit for the fire department. They will be hosting Sounds of the Decades in the park. Due to the heat temperatures, art in the park will be canceled. We don't think we should have an exercise program out in the sun and sit under the pavilion. So we are going to try and reschedule it for a different weekend. Also, Community Ed's been working on the community garden with the rescue squad. Ride for Rescue is on July 27th over at Riverside. Volleyball practice is scheduled. Youth football practice is scheduled. Youth football parent meeting is scheduled for August 12th at 7 o'clock at the elementary school. And our next meeting for Community Ed is September 9th.
All right. Information discussion, school perception staff engagement survey.
Okay, so the entire district staff had the opportunity to take the survey through school perceptions this past spring. This just kind of gives a little information as to a little bit about school perceptions and how many surveys they give. And basically, if you have an engaged staff, the students are, statistics show students are more engaged, which leads to better student outcomes. Survey summary, this just kind of gives an idea of when the survey was given, how everyone was invited to do it. It's done through each staff member being a unique access code, which only school perceptions knows. So they can only take the survey one time. Number of responses for our district is 89, which is about 79% participation. And according to school perceptions, that is a good, solid participation rate. The information, just giving you some idea of who responded. Crivets Elementary, 61%. High School, 27%. Middle, 10%. That pretty much matches the numbers of staff members in those different locations in terms of percentages. It's just giving you an idea of percentage representation in the different classifications of who was responding to the survey, including the current year. It's giving an idea of who worked for the district and for how long took part in the survey. And then we actually get into the survey itself. The first section here being change readiness. Education is an ever-changing business. This is just some questions asking about district, their perception of the district's ability to change in moving forward and make improvements. As you can see, we do have some comparative data now. We have the percentages in the far left column there of those that strongly agree or agree, and then we have that 2019 and 2018 and the difference on the far right hand side. As you can see there, any questions about any of those? Okay. This slide is related to student achievement, and again, same statistics that show this year versus last year, number of respondents under the 2019. So you can see that not all respondents are answering all of the survey questions. Some of these are lean more towards teaching staff members, for example, than support staff members or custodial staff. And again, there's improvement there in all but the bottom three. The numbers there, which we will look into as to why there are differences. The third one from the bottom at 92% with only a 0.02 difference is kind of statistically insignificant, but the other two there, we would probably probe a bit more with staff to find out what the reason they thought. At least with the social and emotional needs of students being met, one of the items on the meeting agenda tonight, some of that we hope to address with the proposal to increase nursing services. And I do find that interesting, though, because I do know that we have, in terms of guidance counseling, more guidance counselors per student than I can think of any other local district, and with our three full-time guidance counselors in our district. So that's an interesting one that I hope over time would change for the positive. But we are facing a difficulty, as all school districts are, with social and emotional needs of students coming in. It just keeps getting more and more challenging for school districts everywhere to deal with that. engagement. As you can see, I'm not going to read each of the questions there. You can kind of just go down and look. There's improvement in all but the bottom two, but the numbers there are 97% and 99% either agree or strongly agree, and the difference kind of statistically insignificant at 0.02 and 0.04. Communication. And this one, there was improvements across the board other than static for the very one at the bottom with 86% agreeing or strongly agreeing. So if I'm going too fast, please let me know.
Can you go back just a...
Yep. We, of course, as an administrative team, will go over and sort of dissect these numbers and see where there's areas of improvement, so where we can continue to work and improve and sort of focus for our next year. And this is how would you rate communication from? And these, there's statistical data that they provide from the 2018 year to look at. The district compares favorably with other districts of our size in all of these categories. In other words, there's none of those there that are outside or far outside of the norm that they have for normative reference for other districts of our size.
But theoretically, there's a perception that the board and the administration do a decent job of communication compared to what the thoughts are of the survey.
I would disagree. I'd say there's a perception that the board doesn't do a decent job. The administration is still scoring high.
They're both in the lower category other than the 80s. So.
And I guess my point in the last comments that I made is that's not out of the norm. And I'm not saying that that's good or acceptable or anything else with other school districts of similar size and similar demographics.
There's room for improvement for all of us.
There's room for improvement in everything for all of us. But it's not that Krivitz is far outside of a norm for other districts our size and demographic makeup. And then culture, that would be like school culture. And again, we would look into the bottom two down there. And this is something that we've been focusing on for a couple of years now and we'll continue to focus on with our professional learning community work. 73% and 86% are still strongly agree. So there's certainly room for improvement there, but those are some strong percentages for those questions. And that's just a pie chart of academic expectations for our students and where people feel we're at. This is getting into employees' work environment. Again, there are improvements there across the board from the previous surveys. This is the second slide of that same work environment. Bottom one I would attribute to media and the instant 24/7 news cycle. If there's ever anything that happens in a school district, it's on for 24 hours a day for several days.
So you don't think that necessarily pertains to our district?
In my opinion, we haven't had any significant school safety issues. That's not to say that staff maybe don't feel personally unsafe around specific kids or something. It could be reflective of that. But at 86%, either strongly agreeing or agreeing.
With that many different personalities.
Exactly.
Thing, that's not a bad. Any of these things
right.
Over 70% are, in my mind, something that has a fairly positive outlook.
I would agree. And it's strange. I mean, this one's dealing with students, but this one's talking about you know, do I feel safe with adults, and do I feel safe at work? So they're both fairly high. Health and wellness. You're going to see some variability in this from year to year, just because of people's personal lives. Life happens, as they say. But again, the numbers are pretty strong.
The thing in that group, though, is that the wellness committee is a high number.
Yes.
And the rest of it is kind of personal.
On themselves, yeah.
Yeah. And our wellness committee, thank you very much. Our guidance counselors and our school nurse for the wellness work that they do, along with others, Janie and others. We've had some neat activities and some neat things for the staff to take part in. So that's reflective of that. Again, significant improvement in some of these from the previous year in terms of development recognition. So that was a concern, obviously, in 2018, especially the professional learning days and so forth. We were responsive to that and started a committee in working with staff members to help set up and organize the different professional learning days, and it's reflective there in the percentage and how that went up from 2.67 to 3.62. So. Compensation and benefits. I think for a number of years, the bottom two are going to be a challenge. It's acting at 32. So. Building leadership, obviously you see some significant improvement year from year over year. District administration. Improvement across the board here as well. School board, again, improvement across the board. And this just kind of gets into overall satisfaction. Here, this is 2018 versus 2019. You see the columns higher in BC there in 2018. The fact that they're lower for 2019 for B and C are good because the grade of an A is higher by 9 percentage points. So. And again, you've got to read this, understanding that the 40% therefore the same, the districts went down because the other two went up significantly. So. And then there are indices that they use for staff engagement, the kind of key questions within the survey that they pull out, and then they average the score of the responses taken for those questions, and they come up with this next set of slides here. So they're several questions are based sort of on bands, people, place, process. For people, it's control of your work environment, health, stress management, workload, affirmation, do you feel valued in the district? Place, are you equipped? Is there collaboration, teamwork, culture of educational excellence and trust in building leadership? And the process, public parent support, planning improvement, trust in district leadership, communications. So that's the comparison for those scores. Year over year. So there's improvement it gets less statistically significant as you get down to the bottom four, whether it's a positive or a negative in terms of each there, as you get out to those decimal points. But some significant improvement in many of those areas. Again, if you need me to go back, so we can do that, but thank you. That's the data that we have. Yeah, questions?
Yeah. Now, you don't actually, this is all you see of the, is the results. You don't actually see any of
who did what? Or,
yeah, I mean, no. not like, say, January, but you don't see any, this is all you get, individual.
No.
You see, this is
no, they combine it into that.
And that's what you get. Okay. Yeah.
They put that presentation together.
Okay.
And that's part of their process.
You don't see anything else but that.
Well, you're part of the survey.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah.
So that's
I get to take the survey.
Well, yeah, but yeah. We don't see anything like the elementary said this or the high. I mean, you know what?
You can pull out that data. I mean, there's a raw data,
okay,
which you could actually look into. The elementary said this, but the difficulty with doing that is the more you get down, you drill down into that data, the easier it can become to identify smaller groups of people.
Well, I was just asking because I wanted, you don't make up these numbers. We get
no.
that from the place.
That comes from them.
Okay.
They put all, that whole presentation gets put together by them as part of their proposal.
Okay.
They send
and that's
it to
what
us.
You get. Yeah.
That's what we present.
But even though we didn't set goals from last time, and we look at the information that we got this time, the target points that seem to be, at least my perception, from last year, all of those made the most improvement.
Yes.
Yes. The place
yes.
that we emphasize.
We as administration set goals. And attack those.
I'm just saying,
yes.
We as a school board really didn't. But,
no,
you know,
but everything's,
I'm glad you
yeah.
did.
There were things
yeah.
we emphasized.
But the target yep. things that we emphasized,
yep.
your work shows that everything in our target areas seemed to be
yep.
so great job. I
yeah.
guess.
Well, thank you. And it's the staff.
I mean, a lot of those did go, you know.
So there was a specific set of them that went up a lot.
A lot, exactly. And they were kind of the ones that we were really concerned about last year.
And that's due in large part to the staff.
Yes.
So,
all right.
Thank them.
With that, everybody okay with moving on?
Yep.
Elementary, middle school, student handbook changes.
The only changes in there have to do with page 11. It's a home plan. Every year it's a struggle with students and making sure we know, you know, if they have two different households that they're busing to, sometimes they get picked up, sometimes they get, you know, bused or they're going to a babysitter versus grandma's or whatever. We struggle with that a lot. So doing a different weekly plan versus only notify us if there's a change. So we put this in. This is something that kind of Colleen, office staff with Nick and working with bus drivers together to try to streamline the process. We had a couple, not major instances, but things that could have resulted in worse than it did. And so that's the change to the handbook is just that communication from parents and how, you know, having that plan set on a week-by-week basis for all students versus, I don't know, kind of frequent flyers, I guess, because we had a couple too that like that we have a plan for them. They ride this bus, and while teachers are walking them out and putting that other students on a different bus, parent walked by and grabbed them and didn't say anything to the teacher, didn't say anything to the bus driver, and then we don't know where they are. So those are the reasons for this. A little bit more in writing, holding parents accountable to help us, you know, hold us accountable to make sure we know where that student is at all times.
So now it says indicated on the go home plan. Is there going to be like a form?
Yeah, it's a
okay.
form.
So are the stricken areas about people with picture IDs, is that not a change? Or?
Yes, that is a change. It is, sorry. Where, you know what you're talking about?
It's on a few pages.
14, okay, yes, sorry. What it is instead of the badge system, because we had, the badges worked in that parents had the badges, but what wasn't happening is the signing in and signing out. They thought if they had the badge, they didn't have to do the sign in, sign out. So by doing away with the badges, which is why that's stricken out, they have to manually sign in and out by the office each day to help.
Is that the sign in, sign out outside the door?
Outside the door. Yep, outside the door. So if they're just dropping off in the morning, but they want to walk their student down, and then they're given a lanyard that is with a date every day. You know, it's different every day, so we know. And they have to come and pick it up, and they have to drop it back off when they sign out.
Then you don't have
the sign in, sign out
process
was out the door, because they would walk in from the parking lot side, go right down the ramp hallway, and not doing the sign in by the door. So, sorry, I forgot about that one.
Anything else? All right, moving on. Mr. Bauman, high school student handbook changes.
We just have some real minor ones. In the very beginning, just some staff changes. Page 7, the high school class bell schedule. Bell schedule hasn't changed, but the way we're going to refer to our class period, we still really only have a 7 class period day, but by adding ECP period in the middle of the day, 2 years ago, and then resource period at the end. There's been so much confusion the last 2 years about which class period I'm talking about when I make announcements. So now we're just going 1 through 9. We really don't have a 9. I guess we do, but we don't. But in Skyward, it puts the class periods, like ACP is listed as 5th hour in Skyward, so that's what we're going to refer to ACP as. So really, I guess you could basically say we're kind of shifting to a 9 period day, even though 7 regular classes. But it's just to avoid confusion, because it's been a bear trying to get the kids to know what hour I'm talking about. Page 10, that's just updating the classes, class of 2020 to 23, but there are no changes there. Page 13, there's one minor change. We've always had one college visit as a rule, but we've added an additional one because of the more emphasis on academic and career plan. We're giving them an opportunity to have one more college visit. So one during their junior year and one during senior year. So
yeah, they get an excuse for that.
Yeah.
I think 2 is enough.
Yeah. Well, if a kid, for instance, an athlete that's trying to decide on 3 separate schools, we've granted exceptions for it, but one has generally been enough. By the time their senior year, they're pretty well decided, but now we're moving it to 2, and if exceptions need to be made, we've done it. They have to bring something back from the college, so. Page 15, we added one more class, one more hour. It used to just go up to 14, now we just made it 15 as far as our attendance incentive for exams. Page 16, just a minor thing that we actually started this last year. We went to a closed campus now for exams instead of open, but since we started it in the middle of the year, it was not in our handbook yet. It worked very well. A lot more phone calls as far as excusing kids on those days, but it's still much better. No dumpsters on fire and things like that this semester.
No dumpsters on fire.
Yeah, we actually,
first semester.
A dumpster was
over by the museum.
At a business.
Really?
On accident, but still.
It was still a fire.
Yeah. You can hear the
call. It worked out much better. So that had to go in. We instituted middle of the year last year, but anyway, that's now in the handbook. Page 18, just another minor one, just about driving unsafely in the parking lot, that they can lose their privileges. It hasn't happened yet, but there's been a couple pretty...
What more instances of driving?
Too fast.
Yeah, too fast. Mr. Mann almost had a heart attack with one last year. So, and doing cookies in the parking lot, and so... But it...
They go for staff, too.
I was going to say, even I've seen other... I mean, it's not just staff. You have visitors that come in, yeah.
And I think that's it, actually. I don't think anything else in here then that's changed. But it's just a couple of those minor things.
You can't do
9 period day, the college visits, that's what it is.
All right. Anybody have anything on that?
That's
Moving on, transportation handbook changes.
There are some minor changes there as well. The first page is just the year changing. We updated the bus driver phone numbers, except for bus six, which we are sure who's going to be there. Also added some simple language under emergency bus driver procedures that, you know, if I cannot be reached, that they should go ahead and call the principal or district administrator. I'll let you know, common sense. Also updated our the radio stations and TV stations that we actually do call. So that is in sync with what Jamie and Mr. Manns have put out. And then also added a line, so we've been doing this right along, is any kind of there's a delay or a closure that we send out a message via school messenger. So we just added to it. That's really all I had.
All right. Any questions on that? 2019-2020 snow removal bid.
Though other providers were certainly sought out to bid, as is normal, we only received a single bid for snow removal, and that bid from Richland, and you have a copy of it in your packet.
It's a slight increase on the salting for last year. Otherwise, the snow plow removal stayed is the same as it was last year.
Any questions? All right, bus route number six contract.
Barb Holman has informed the district she intends to breach her contract for bus route six, resign from her contract, if you will. Any questions on that? Obviously, we'll put it out on bids and see what we get. So,
questions?